just a review of what we spoke about last week, those over here. We were discussing the halachas on Erev Shabbos. When preparing the food on Erev Shabbos, what does one need to be careful about? So we mentioned a few weeks ago, there's the halach of Shehiya, that one's not allowed to leave food on an open fire unless it's cooked a certain amount, or if the fire is covered. And a hot plate, we said it's fine to leave it even if it's not covered. And then we mentioned last week that there's another halacha called Hatmana. When insulating something, wrapping the food or the pot with something that for the purpose of holding in the heat, so there's also halachas of when and how am I allowed to do that on Erev Shabbos. And the practical example that we were speaking about was if I have a hot plate and on the hot plate is pots and food, and I want to drape over it a towel or a blanket to keep the heat in it. Since this is what's called a moisef hevel, the hot plate's giving off heat and it's being trapped in the blanket or the towel to keep the food hot. So therefore, one would have to be careful to do one of two things. Either that the blanket or the towel should not be lying against the walls of the pot. You should put something wide on top that's hanging down this airspace, even a small amount of airspace between the blanket and the pot. Or it shouldn't go all the way down to the hot plate. There should be some room left open between where the blanket comes down to the hot plate itself. And then there'll be no issue of hatmana on Erev Shabbos. Even what? As long as either there's airspace between the, right, that the towel is coming down, there's some airspace between the towel and the pots.
There's still going to be trapped. You've got airspace.
Yeah, either there is airspace there, or it doesn't come all the way down to the hot plate. Yeah? Okay. Then, now we can move on Shabbos. When is a mutter on Shabbos to take food off the heating element and then return it to the fire, or return it to the hot plate, or to wherever the food is being warmed up on, which is called chazara. But before we begin chazara, we need to first understand what is bishul. Bishul is one of the 39 malachis. Is cooking, is preparing food, taking food which is not edible, and making it edible through the heat of fire. And it makes no difference if you're boiling it, you're frying it, you're roasting it, in any way of making it edible through the heat of fire will be included in the malacha of bishul. However, there are two very important rules, and it's important to know them, because in order to do chazara, we first have to make sure that there's no issue of bishul. Bishul is issa deraisa. If one's involved in the issa of bishul, then the answer is one's not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So one rule in bishul is that there's a fundamental difference between something which is a liquid, to something that's solid. The way of doing bishul by liquid is different than by solid. Liquid, let's say I have water or any type of liquid, soup, the bishul over there is warming it up. It's taking it from being cold and making it warm. And it's, even if I don't bring it to a boil, if I just bring it to the shear of Yatze Ledesba, which means it's hot enough that one would have to pull their finger out, which may be around 110 degrees. Once I bring it to that level of heat, I was already over on bishul. There is a question in the Paiskim, if it was already brought to a boil, which is like fully cooked, and then it went down, it cooled off. How, at what point do we consider it that already lost its bishul? So then now if I rewarm it, am I being oiv on bishul? Halacha l'maisa, we paskin, that if it lost its heat enough that I would not consider this as a warm or a hot drink, then it lost its bishul, and for me to rewarm this would be an iser of bishul. By something which is solid, I have a kugel, a piece of meat, chicken, over there, Melechas Bishul is making it edible, bringing it from a non-edible stage to edible. at what point is it considered that I was Eivan Bishel? So this is what's called when I brought it to Meichel ben Dursai. Dursai was, he was a robber, but, and somehow he was Zeicha, that his name should be mentioned in Halacha. And he was always in a rush. He was always on the run. And he would just grab a piece of meat off the fire, even if it wasn't fully cooked. Could be it was only a third cooked or a half cooked. That was enough. But the point is that at that point, when it's already a third cooked or a half cooked, it's already enough edible that someone who's desperate could eat it. So if I take something which was not cooked and I bring it to the level of Meichel ben Dursai, to this level of partially cooked, I was already Eivan Bishel. We paskin that even if I'll take something which was already half cooked, and not only half cooked, I took something which was mostly cooked but it's not fully cooked yet, and I put it back on the fire, that's also Bishel. So it comes out that bringing anything I do to bring it closer to being fully cooked, that is included in Leches Bishel. So by something dry, it's taking it from a non-edible stage to making it edible. But once it's fully cooked, then already there'll be no bishul, even if I'm warming it up. There won't be the melacha, the rice of bishul. And this is where the din drabanan of chazar is going to kick in. I have something which is already fully cooked. I have liquid which is still warm, still hot. Or I have something which is solid that's fully cooked. And now I want to return it to the fires to keep it warm, that it should stay warm or re-warm. Am I allowed to do that or not? Those are the rules of Bishul that we'll have to discuss in the upcoming Shema. Just want to mention this week is Shavasa B'Tamas, the tightness of Shavasa B'Tamas, which begins the beginning of the 3 weeks. And during the 3 weeks, we start certain minhage avelos, which as we go through the 3 weeks, we add more and more dinim. We begin with the tainus of Shavasa B'Tamas, which one should really start right the night of the Shavasa B'Tamas with the minhagim of the 3 weeks, unless there's a reason why he needs to wait until the morning. And then we have certain dinim that start on Rosh Chodesh Av, which is for the 9 days. There are certain dinim that are negated to Shavuos Chalboy, the week of Tishbav. And then we have dinim that are chal on Erev Tisha B'Av, and then the dinim of Tisha B'Av. So for the 3 weeks already, we don't make weddings. There's no music. We don't listen to music unless someone needs it to just help him. And he's not listening for the enjoyment purpose of it, but it's just to help him get to do what he needs to do. Which it could be each person, she has their own child if they feel that they need it for whatever reason. And so there's no weddings, no music. And also we try not to do things which are exciting, which it's not time for exciting activities. And there's one more halacha, which is that those things that if you would buy it, you need to make a shechiyanu on it. So we don't buy those things during the 3 weeks. Again, if there's a situation where one needs to, for whatever reason, there's a special sale or he won't be able to get it afterwards, there may be a heter. Those things which do not need shechiyanu, so that would be permitted to buy unless it gives the person a real excitement when buying it. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.